There were hundreds of them, leering hungrily as he ran. He kept running. And as he looked back over his shoulder to gauge whatever meager lead he might have had on his pursuers, Colin tripped and fell over a tree root that he swore hadn't been there a second ago. Although he wanted to give up, he knew that if he stopped running, goner. "Keep going," he thought. "I just gotta make it home." Spitting out rotten leaves and other forest debris, he jumped to his feet and kept going. Looking over his shoulder, he saw them, briefly, in the shadows. The things that chased him bounded after him in great, huge leaps, and the forerunners were two dark, feline shapes that moved like liquid night. He also saw three imp-like creatures, with sharp teeth and claws, each wearing caps that dripped with blood, splashing on the leaves and forest floor as they ran. The imps cackled at Colin and called to each other like hyenas on the hunt as they closed in on him. Another creature pursued in the shadows behind them. Although it was the smallest, that one was the most menacing by far. There was a palpable evil coming off the thing in waves, and Colin felt sick to his stomach each time he felt its presence. The creature was manlike in form, but the shadows and darkness obscured its features, making it all the more terrible to behold. Most frightening of all was the way it moved, just like something Colin had seen in a late-night horror film. It would be still for a moment, then the form would flicker and cover 10 feet or more in a blink. That scared the boy more than anything he'd seen. So he turned his eyes back to the path ahead and ran for all he was worth. A light appeared through the trees ahead, and Colin thanked his lucky stars as he made a beeline for it. However, it quickly vanished from sight, and he found himself running blindly in the dark once more. As he leapt over yet another tree limb that seemed to claw at his feet and ankles, he glimpsed the light again. Believing that safety was near, he bounded ahead, heart pounding, in a burst of energy that gave him a slight but welcome lead on his pursuers. Without warning, the ground gave way beneath Colin's feet, and he fell into a cave-like opening in the ground. He landed hard, after falling a good 10 feet to the cavern floor, twisting his ankle badly underneath him. Despite the pain, he quickly oriented himself, finding little around him but darkness. For all he knew, it might have ended a few feet away, or it could have gone to infinity. Writhing in pain on the ground, holding his injured leg, he gazed at the dim circle of light overhead that represented his only escape. As he looked around frantically, attempting to get his bearings, Colin noticed small points of light flashing into existence in the darkness around him, like fireflies at dusk. But as they materialized, it became apparent that the lights weren't fireflies, but eyes. Hundreds of them, blinking and staring out at him from the darkness of the cavern. Colin looked up again at the opening above, seeking some means of escape. But his way was now blocked by dark shapes who crouched menacingly around the space. Then Colin heard a grating, metallic sound and realized his pursuers were closing the opening and trapping him inside. His only source of light faded as the cavern mouth closed like a huge eye, blinking shut. As the circle of light he stood in drew closer and closer, the eyes that stared all around him began to close in with the encroaching darkness. Finally, only a sliver of light remained, and then it was gone, as hundreds of pairs of glowing eyes converged on him. Colin screamed with terror into the blackness.